AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Federal Reserve says the banking industry needs stricter policing on multiple fronts as it reviews the meltdown last month of Silicon Valley Bank. Here's our Rita Foley on what led to the collapse.
The Fed says poor management, weaker regulations, and lax government supervision led Silicon Valley Bank to fail.
A federal judge has rejected a motion from Google to toss out the government's antitrust case against the online giant. The judge says the lawsuit, alleging Google has monopolistic power in the world of online advertising, can proceed in its entirety. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is blasting GOP leaders for trying to force a showdown over raising the debt ceiling. He says if the U.S. defaults,
potentially trigger a job-killing recession and cost the American people millions of good-paying jobs, crash the stock market in a way that will hurt and undermine the retirement security of millions of older Americans.
The governor of Colorado has just signed 4 gun control bills into law. This follows the massacre at an LGBTQ nightclub last November. Lawmakers from several western states want the U.S. Forest Service to do more to address a wildfire crisis. They say that would surely destroy more landscapes, communities, and livelihoods. They've grilled the Forest Service chief during a congressional hearing, asking about the agency's spending priorities and the backlogs of national forest lands that need to be treated to reduce wildfire risk. Missiles and drones rained down on a city in central Ukraine. More than 20 people were killed, including children. Pope Francis has arrived in Hungary, beginning a 3-day visit. This is AP News. The family of a New Jersey councilwoman killed in February is starting to worry that the killer of Eunice Jumfor will not be caught.
We're waiting for my mom to look for a parking space.
Jumfor's daughter, 11-year-old Nicole, remembers the day her mother was shot and killed.
We heard gunshots and we start calling the police.
On February 1st, neighbors saw a man in dark clothes argue with Jumfor at her driver's side window, then open fire before running off. Sayreville Business Administrator Glenn Skarzinski says the community is frustrated.
We're frustrated as well, but we are confident that our law enforcement partners will identify a suspect.
I'm Donna Warder.
A Dutch court has banned a man from donating any more of his sperm after he fathered at least 550 children in the Netherlands and other countries, accused of misleading prospective parents about the number of children he's helped to conceive. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.